There are signs this morning the federal government is willing to compromise on some of its most contentious budget measures. Treasury officials are expected to meet Clive Palmer today as talks with the crossbenchers continue. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the government is prepared to make some adjustments.
We've also always said that, of course, in relation to some of the detail, we would engage in conversations with all senators and all members represented in the parliament, in particular crossbench senators.
Australian officials are urgently trying to confirm whether any Australians were on board a tourist boat that has sunk in Indonesia. 10 tourists have been rescued, but 15 people are still missing. The boat, which was travelling between the islands of Lombok and Komodo, was travelling there when it capsized. The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse will resume hearings in Melbourne this morning. It'll focus on the scheme devised by the Catholic Church in Melbourne to respond to abuse victims. An inquest begins today into Australia's worst house fire. 11 people from two families perished in the blaze at Slacks Creek, south of Brisbane, 3 years ago. The house was occupied by families from Tonga and Samoa. And the embattled Newcastle Lord Mayor Geoff McCloy has resigned in the wake of the elections donation scandal in New South Wales. He had been under intense pressure since being named at the state's corruption inquiry for making illegal donations to two Liberal candidates.